Adrian Legg, your music has been described as, and I'll quote a music critic here, a complicated mixture of bluegrass, Cajun, and country, with forays into Baroque and early music. Would you like to weigh in on that?
I don't know what he means at all.
How would you describe the music that you make?
I make up tunes, play them on the guitar, and people give me money.
While Adrian Legg is not exactly a household name for a growing number of music fans, he is something of a guitar hero. Watching his fingers race across the strings of his instrument, it's no wonder readers of Guitar Player magazine voted Legg best fingerstylist 4 years straight. Adrian Legg currently is on tour promoting his latest CD, Fingers and Thumbs. It is Vintage Legg, a mix of compositions that blur the line between the acoustic and the electric guitar. This latest CD is also a multimedia experience, allowing CD-ROM owners to sample his photography. Adrian Legg has come a long way from his musical beginnings in post-World War II England, where he studied classical oboe. Now 50 years old, Legg is based in London, but spends month after month touring the U.S., playing his personally designed Ovation guitar wherever he can.
The guitar is essentially the American instrument, really, and it filtered out around the rest of the world, and what most of us did with it was American because it was the guitar. So it's a kind of American vernacular, I think. And when I started playing, there was this blues thing going on in England, which was really rather turgid. And it was a lot of middle-class white English boys playing guitars rather badly. But it didn't suit me musically. I was brought up in church choirs and classical music, so I was used to Western European harmonic structures. And those happen here in country music.
Some of these recordings on this disc have a real atmospheric quality to them. They really do seem to evoke the spaciousness of the American landscape in a lot of ways. You do spend a lot of time on the road.
America's been a big influence on me. It's taught me a lot of lessons. Probably the biggest one is the unity of opposites. You know, here you have this extraordinary land, beautiful land, really nice people, and extraordinary corruption as well.
Is that time spent on the road literally where some of these pieces on this disc come from?
I'm not sure where they come from. Hymn for Jacko was from an American experience, I suppose. It was American generated, and he was the quintessential American bass player. He changed the bass and the perception of it.
This is for Jaco Pastorius.
Yes.
People know him from Weather Report and
yes.
His solo career.
Yes.
At the end of that particular track, your guitar has this really low, rich vibrato sound. It sounds like a fretless bass.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering how you did that. It's almost like Jaco was there himself.
I wanted that. I didn't feel I got that close to it because I thought his sound was magical. But I filed flats into the top of the saddles to get a bit of a buzz on the string.
So what does that mean, filing flats into the top of the
saddle? Well, the saddle's supposed to be a point, and the string vibrates from that point up to wherever you finger it, and it's supposed to vibrate cleanly. But if you flatten it out a bit, it buzzes a bit. It's a bit like a sitar plate.
One of my favorites on the disc is a song called Tracy's Big Moment.
Yeah.
Very melodic. Mm-hmm. It is an instrumental.
Yeah.
But I hear lyrics. I can hear what that song is about.
Well, write them and we'll have a hit then.
you were to write lyrics to that song, what might they be about?
Don't know. I don't know. I don't think lyrically in that sense. I think in prose and occasional doggerel poetry. It's definitely an anthem. And this one was dedicated to Marcy this time. That's the picture of Marcy, who'd just had a mastectomy.
This is Marcy's photo in the,
yes,
the sleeve notes.
Yes. And I went to see her when she was still in chemo. And she wanted me to see her scar, and she was quite open about the whole thing, and she didn't want a falsie put in. And I was really in awe of the way she was kind of facing vanity head on. And I guess that's the reason I'm not going to get my front tooth fixed, out of solidarity with Marcy, you know. But I think there's something about the way human beings stand up to adversity and face the possibility of death with occasional awe-inspiring nobility. And that has an anthemic quality to it. That needs anthems. And so Tracy seemed to associate with that quite strongly.
This CD is not entirely instrumental. Right down there,
right
near the end,
yes.
There is a poem, The Story of a Cat.
Very sad poem.
A dead cat.
Dead cat.
Named Tittles.
Yes.
My Auntie Nell noticed a smell coming from inside the shed. She opened the door, and there, on the floor, was Tittles the cat, quite dead. His fur was no longer glossy and sleek. He'd obviously been there for more than a week. Those eyes that had blazed were now rather glazed. His former ferocity had lost its velocity. His aggressive propensities had lost their intensities.
It's a bit of a curveball at the end of this disc, isn't it?
I don't know. I've always rambled away on stage. If you play in a band and you need a break, you have a drum solo, and the drummer batters hell out of everything for a little while, and you go and get a cup of tea, then come back on when he's finished and carry on. When you're playing solo, you don't get a drum solo, so you can't go off for a cup of tea. And I think solo guitar can be a bit intense, solidly. So I've always broken it up, and I suppose I've been stuck in the car all day with nobody to talk to, so I just ramble away at the audience. And occasionally that develops into stories, and in this case develops into a poem.
But the sad story of Tittles brings a little bit of the stage persona to the disc.
I hope so. I just wanted to record it, you know, a bit of doggerel for posterity.
Any regrets about having given up the oboe so many years ago?
Oh, none whatsoever. I couldn't wait. As soon as I got away from home, I gave it up. I wanted to be a guitar player, and I wasn't very good looking and had glasses. And I thought, if I want to meet and impress girls, this is obviously the way to do it. I can't stand around looking strong and silent, and that doesn't work. So the guitar, it was for me.
Do you know that you are a guitar hero to a lot of people?
I don't really understand that. I mean, I can't wear tight leather pants, and the crotch thrusts put my back out, but I don't know.
Nor can Chet Atkins.
That's true.
Adrian Legg, his new CD, Fingers and Thumbs, is on Red House Records. He's currently on tour, playing tonight in Philadelphia. Adrian, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Don. My pleasure.